corruption. Mm-hmm. And you see them, when you open that thing, the corruption just run out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
You'd have to get it to the doctor.
To look at the...
wound. Or back yonder, I said, my mama would say you'd have to get a doctor to look at that cut.
Mm-hmm. And a little brown liquid medicine you could put on a cut.
Call that veteran in my tongue. You should buy them little boys.
Iodine.
Uh-huh. And, you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back right. And it's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that some kind of flesh?
What she say?
Do you ever hear...
Maybe I can hear, what is she?
It's just like you've been born. She grafted the flesh, I think. That's what you call it. You need to put
I was thinking of plowed fresh flesh.
Plowed flesh.
What's that?
That's, call that proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
That's flesh is open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It ain't got no healing power to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just open there, and it calls proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then your doctor, or you got to get somebody that know, will do something to that to make that start the healing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it won't be called proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Shot and didn't recover?
Yeah, you'd say he...
He died.
Any nicer ways of saying that?
Well, he got killed.
Or would you ever
say... Way?
Passed?
Passed. Yeah, he passed.
Uh-huh. And...
That's what you say today.
Mm-hmm.
He passed. But I'd say he died.
Any... crude way of saying that? Any way of saying somebody died isn't very nice?
Yeah, if a person died any other way you could say it.
Well, would you ever say pegged out or kicked?
Pegged, that's right. Pegged out, somebody say he kicked out.
Uh-huh.
Somebody say he pegged out.
And
somebody say he left here.
Mm-hmm.
He left here.
Mm-hmm.
So many ways you could say it. You're gone in a common way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, well, we won't see her no more. Well, they won't go and say she died.
Uh-huh.
And we won't see her no more.
Mm-hmm.
We won't see him no more.
And you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the place where people are buried, you call that a...
In my days, you call it a graveyard.
Okay. What do they call it now?
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
In my days, it's a coffin.
Okay. Is that what they call it now?
No. It's a castle now.
Okay. And you say he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his...
funeral.
Okay. And when people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
In mourning.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, oh, they'll get home all right, just don't...
My children will get home all right.
Just don't...
bother.
Or...
Don't bother the children, I don't worry about them.
Okay.
If you don't want you to worry about them, they'll get home all right. Don't you worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got to wait for them to get home, I'll say they get home all right.
Mm-hmm. Or you say, well, I'm not really worried, but I know it'll be all right, but I still feel a little...
You're feared for your children.
Uh-huh.
You're feared for your children.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what will happen
mm-hmm.
along the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's